The Roxburghi Rose. Architect Paolo Peirone writes of this rose. The Roxburghi Rose blooms from late spring. Its jagged, delicate, and gothic leaves serve as a fitting cushion for numerous rare jewels. Introduced from China into Western gardens at the beginning of the 19th century, it made a discreet entrance with the unmatched class of those who need to do nothing to be noticed. It was once called Rosa microphylla for its incomparable and marvellous leaves, similar to light, delicate, small ferns. Its buds are beautiful, fleshy and round, resembling tiny chestnut burrs. The gracefully arcing branches, which can be up to 3 meters tall, are also beautiful and elegant. Its trunks, tormented and scaly, vary between grey and brown. After many years of research and infatuations, erratic years spent moving from rose to rose, from novelty to novelty, from rose garden to rose garden, I think it's time to make a brief, coincise and honest assessment. The Roxburghi Rose could perhaps win the Oscar for Best Leading Actress. It is a rose that is too beautiful, too full of charm, and too rich in everything to ever be surpassed.